This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Afghan officials are counting votes after Saturday's presidential election that was held amid repeated threats by the Taliban. Unofficial estimates indicate the voter turnout will be an historic low. Election officials say only about 20% of the country's more than 9 million eligible voters cast ballots. The insurgents did carry out some attacks, according to authorities, but were blocked from conducting any major violence. Hong Kong protests turned violent on Sunday in some of the most widespread violence in more than 3 months of anti-government unrest. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
Proudly flying the Chinese flag, around 200 Hong Kongers from pro-Beijing groups rallied across the city ahead of Chinese National Day on Tuesday. Some demonstrators calling for the end of opposition protests, which have gripped the city for months.
I'm proud as a Chinese, I'm proud living in Hong Kong.
Meantime, anti-Chinese protesters were flying flags from across the globe.
To give pressures upon the Beijing government not to carry them anymore.
But their march quickly descended into chaos, with some of the most violent scenes in more than 3 months of civil unrest. Protesters threw petrol bombs and bricks at government buildings. Riot police fired water cannon with blue dye to easily identify protesters, as well as rubber bullets and rounds of tear gas.
That was Reuters' Emma McCarthy. Thousands of Russians braved the cold rain to jam a central Moscow square as opposition groups sought to regain momentum following a summer of demonstrations that targeted both local elections and Russia's broader political system. The Sunday rally was the first major effort by liberal political groups and allied parties since elections earlier in the month. This is VOA News. Voting is underway in Austria's parliamentary election.